That's all from Information Desk for this week. Now to more news stories, including fears for our city pubs and a successful star-studded football match, but first a visit from a well-known TV personality.
Who would gig in a pub like this? He's been to the fine city before in a campaign to improve hospital food, and his face can be found on pasta sauce jars across the land. And as we go through the keyhole of the murderous pub next month, TV presenter Lloyd Grossman will be on stage with his punk band. The star, famed for his distinctive voice, was a roving presenter on Through the Keyhole, which explored the homes of the famous, and he hosted MasterChef in the 1990s. He is also known for his Lloyd Grossman saucers, which feature a picture of him in his trademark glasses on the label. Alongside his culinary endeavours, he's carved out a musical career in punk rock bands, and he will play at the Murderers at Timber Hill with the new Forbidden as a warm-up gig for the Glastonbury Festival.
He has been on hand to provide first aid at more than 1,700 Norwich City Football Club matches over an astonishing 60 years. And now, British Red Cross volunteer Michael Segan, 74, has been thanked for his efforts. Mr. Segan, who lives in Fakenham, was given star treatment in the Aviva box at Carrow Road for Norwich City's match against Manchester United, this time without the responsibility of looking after 27,000 fans. I had a very enjoyable time. I felt very appreciated, and Aviva were lovely hosts. It was just a little disappointing that the result went the wrong way, Mr. Segan said of Norwich's 1-0 defeat. Mr. Segan joined the Red Cross as a cadet aged 14 in 1957 and first volunteered as a first aider at Carrow Road in 1959. Over the years, he has treated people for everything from broken bones to heart attacks and witnessed some historic sporting moments in the process. He said, "I'm doing two things I love at the same time. I love watching Norwich City and I love being on first aid duty."
When Sarah Preston suffered from anorexia as a teenager, little did she know that years later she would get paid to carry out vital research work on eating disorders in the USA. But since overcoming her illness, Miss Preston, now 28, is using her experiences as a springboard to help others with eating conditions, resulting in a scholarship across the pond worth thousands of pounds. Miss Preston, who works for Norwich-based national charity BEAT, will visit USA and Canada to study the research and treatment carried out there after getting money from the Winston Churchill Memorial Trust. "Looking back 10 years ago, I would never have thought I'd be getting a scholarship like this." She had anorexia between the ages of 13 and 25 and now works with other young people with this disorder. Her scholarship in September, worth £7,000, will last 6 weeks.
The fate of a further two city pubs is hanging in the balance. Proposals have been submitted to convert the former Magpie pub, a listed building, into five flats, while developers are hoping to be given the green light to reduce the size of the Surrey Tavern pub and convert part of it into housing. The plans could yet signal a further blow to the city's rich pub's heritage just days after it was revealed the former Kett's Tavern pub is expected to be converted into a home after no viable offers to keep the building as a pub had emerged. Plans to build on the pub sites have been criticised by campaigners fighting for greater protection for these vital links to our past. Neil Bowers, pub protection officer for the Norwich and Norfolk branch of the Campaign for Real Ale, CAMRA, said he was concerned about the plans for both the Magpie in Magpie Road, which has been empty since 2006, and the Surrey Tavern in Surrey Street, which closed its doors without announcement last month. He said, "I think it's a big concern that we could potentially be losing two more viable pubs in Norwich."
Houses at NatWest have apologised for a delay which has meant a proposed new flagship branch in Norwich City Centre is still empty more than a year after the bank leased the building. The bank closed a deal to take on the former HMV store in Gentleman's Walk last year, and for months, hoardings around the building have promised a new branch for the city is coming soon. But with no work taking place, questions have been raised over the lack of progress. The response from NatWest is that it is still putting the finishing touches to the designs for the branch. The bank, which has two other branches on St Stephen's and London Street in the city centre, signed a lease for the building, which has three floors and a basement. Adrian Fennell, retail partners at Charters Surveyors Roche, said at the time that the lease was agreed that NatWest decisions represented a vote of confidence in Norwich as a strong area for banking in the UK. He said the substantial investment underlines the strength of Norwich, not just as a shopping destination, but also as a business and financial centre.
Thousands of excited young fans turned out to see an all-star cast put on a blockbuster performance for charity at Carrow Road. Norwich City stars from years gone by lined up alongside big names from the world of TV, music and social media for the fourth instalment of Jamie's Game. Norwich City Community Sports Foundation and Celebrity Soccer's annual Celebrity Football Extravaganza has helped raise more than £200,000 to date, and Match has helped net even more cash to help disabled and disadvantaged people in the community. More than 7,700 people attended the 10-goal thriller, which saw Jim Chapman's 11 beat Cullen Best's 11 6-4, with event ambassador Jamie Abbott coming onto the pitch to score a penalty for the winning side. But the result mattered not to most who had come along to help support a good cause and see some stars up close and personal. For Norwich fans, there was much to cheer with Grant Holt, Darren Huckabee, Darren Eady, Ruel Fox and Adam Drury among the ex-Canaries taking part. But celebrity spotters were just as happy with model Callum Best, EastEnders actor Jake Wood, apprentice and celebrity Big Brother contestant James Hill, YouTube sensation Jim Chapman and Dan Osborne, and Pete Pirate Wicks from The Only Wears Essex also on the field.
After a £7 million investment and 2 years in the planning, the new 595-space car park has opened on Rose Lane in the first step to boost regeneration in Mountergate. Designed and developed by German Huber Car Park Systems, the project includes solar panels, a secure bicycle lock-up, and office and cafe space. Marcus Laubel, the managing director of Huber, opened the new car park, describing it as the crown jewel of their work across the continent. "It is very rare for a car park contractor to go so deep into the design," he said. "Usually we have a building that already has planning permission and we can turn it around in 6 to 8 months. But this has been a 2-year scheme. Here we had our own design for what the car park should look like, and it was more time-consuming to get that through planning. There are a lot of stakeholders in Norwich with a strong voice, and we are pleased to have been able to convince most of them about the design."
A Norfolk company linking up the East with the Far East is urging the region's mid-sized firms to expand their horizons and embrace exports. Synergy Limited has agreed an exclusive deal to place British products in a 500-store chain of Chinese supermarkets and has already struck deals for Southwold Brewer Adnams and Norwich's Knorr Chocolate, and is even aiming to sell Dorset Tea to China. And co-founder Steve Garner said interest in quintessentially British products from China's 70 million strong middle class put producers in a stronger position than they might realise. "The opportunities are very big and they are growing. They have a middle class that's bigger than this country's population, he said. The economy may be slowing down, but what matters is they are consuming more.
Our second feature is What's On with regular host Margaret Thompson.